We're live here, folks. 10:30 a.m. Friday mornings. HNC Sports here. Hi, Nolu. Carson Barnett. We're here to talk sports with you every Friday morning. 10:30s. PLU.edu/laser. Hi, now, how's it going? Tell the folks what's up.
Pretty good. Pretty hard week in school, but now it's Friday.
Linfield week.
It's a good day.
Yeah, we want to announce here, too. PLU football plays Linfield at home this week. Sixth-ranked Linfield. And we would love to have you come out to Sparks Stadium for a game. 1 o'clock kickoff there in Puyallup. It's been kind of a crazy week in sports.
Yeah, and I'll do a little recap. So we had ourselves talking about like what we should talk about. We were talking about, should we talk about the World Series? Should we talk about the hit last night? There's a bunch of things we could have talked about, but the reason why we really wanted to start off this topic about Kyrie Irving is because NBA season's going, it's going. LeBron James is playing point guard now. I think it's a crazy season so far. And yeah, it was a huge offseason with Kyrie Irving leaving. Not a lot of people expected that. So yeah, Carson, want to kick off things with this topic about Kyrie Irving?
Kind of our big thing is we want to know, did Kyrie Irving make the right decision to leave? And obviously it was a trade, so it's not necessarily his choice, but he did start that by kind of showing uninterest in Cleveland.
Oh yeah, he definitely
and he had a huge part into that. But our topic this morning is going to be a little Kyrie Irving. We just want to know, was that the right choice to go to Boston? They sent obviously Isaiah Thomas and a couple other players to Cleveland and a pick. But Boston got a great player in Kyrie, but I don't know. Was this the right move for Kyrie and his future?
Well, first of all, before LeBron James came, the most wins that Kyrie Irving won was 22, I believe, just with him on the team with no LeBron. Then LeBron comes and they make the finals the next year. Year later, they win the finals. And year after that, they get to the finals and they lose to the Kevin Durant and the Warriors. In those 3 years with LeBron, he is 5-19 when LeBron's not playing.
I know, tough. It's tough.
But he saws Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, 5-19. He actually shoots better with LeBron. He's shooting 41% so far this year. He's only averaging 20 points per game, and that's plus Gordon Hayward getting hurt. And he's only scoring 20 points per game. Shooting 41%, 35 from three. And that is a drastic drop from last year. Last year, he was shooting 45% from the field. Scoring more, was more efficient with his shots. And now I'm seeing like the Celtics aren't that great of a team. And
with the Gordon Hayward loss.
Yeah, you can't see that coming, though.
But I think, just listening to those stats right there, that he's 5-19 without LeBron. Mm-hmm. Right there, that tells you that Kyrie only made the right decision for his future if LeBron leaves. If LeBron leaves for LA or wherever else he goes, then Kyrie had made the right decision because he's in a better place than Cleveland for a chance for the Eastern Conference. But if LeBron stays, which you never know, it's kind of hard to say at this point, but if LeBron stays in Cleveland, Kyrie totally screwed up completely because he's not going to the finals at that point. LeBron's in Cleveland. I will take LeBron over Kyrie. LeBron with nobody around him over Kyrie and a couple other players any day of the week. And I think Kyrie kind of he would have totally screwed up in that situation if LeBron stays in Cleveland.
Yeah. I was watching the finals this year and Kyrie Irving was taking control. The year before that, he ultimately had the game winning shot in game 7 to take the lead, the game winning 3. Like when you put his stats up with LeBron's the last two finals, they were even with, like, he was on par with LeBron. And that was against one of the best teams ever. If, like, people forget, Golden State was 73-9 when they played them 2 years ago. Then that same team added Kevin Durant. And Kyrie Irving played great. I can't even say great. Legendary in the big time. So for him to bet on himself, like, when I gave those stats about how the most games he won was 22 before LeBron came, he was also 22. He was also 21, yeah. 19. He's probably younger than me. You can't expect him to do that much. Come on. The Cavs drafted Anthony Bennett. Do you know who that is?
I remember. Bust. But yeah, total bust.
So you don't blame the – I'm not trying to blame Kyrie for all those – how many times he didn't win before LeBron, because the Cavs front office did not have one clue what was going on.
They didn't until recently.
Until recently. But that's under new management.
Yeah, exactly.
So for Kyrie Irving to actually bet on himself and not let LeBron leave first, if that makes sense,
yeah.
Before he was the one who went all in first. He's the one who showed his hands. And I actually do respect Kyrie Irving for leaving before LeBron James left, because that's like, he's not, it's like the saying, like, you'd rather leave 1 year too early than stay for 1 year too late.
With coaches, anything
like that. So, you know what? Good for Kyrie, because I really don't think the Cavs, if they don't have LeBron James on their team, they're not trading Kyrie Irving. Because we got to all be reminded for everyone back home, Kyrie Irving's on a 3-year contract still. He's still at three years. So, actually, he had no leverage, like, technically, other than not wanting to leave, but not wanting to stay. So, the Cavs could have just kept him for 3 years, and you know what, Kyrie, you can go. But now that he left before LeBron left, they want to do something with LeBron, and maybe for the potential future.
Totally, I think I respect it. I completely respect it. But at this point, for Kyrie to win now, I think he screwed up his chances to win today, and to win the finals today. He's still really young. People forget about that. That guy, it's like, I don't even know. He's 20. What is he? 20. He's got to be 23.
Kyrie Irving is like, no, he's like 26.
26. Okay. Yeah. But he's still got a long career ahead of him. But for him to win today, he screwed up. He should have totally stayed with LeBron. But obviously, he knew something. LeBron could be gone in 6 months or a year. I don't know. Whatever it is. And he could be heading to L.A. He could be heading to wherever else. San Antonio, people have said. There's a lot of places for that. But he obviously knew that his best situation was to probably get out and for his future to go somewhere else. And he felt that Boston probably was the right place. You had Gordon Hayward to that mix. You have a couple draft picks. Brad Stevens is an awesome coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't beat that. Danny Ainge is a little questionable, but that's fine. Obviously, he must have had some connection there. But I think for Kyrie's future, he did the right thing. He did totally the right thing. Head to Boston, see what they got, and go from there. But, I mean, what do you think as far as – if you were Kyrie, would you have stayed under that 3-year contract? No. Knowing that LeBron, there's a chance he leaves.
No, first of all,
you're going to have a shot for a ring this year if Kyrie stays.
I mean, yeah, he might get a ring, but in 30 years, 40 years, everyone's going to be talking about LeBron James. Yeah, people might talk about Kyrie Irving, but I keep hearing people saying he's just like Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
People talk about MJ, how great he is, but they always talk about how great of average Scottie Pippen is, how he was the best sidekick ever, how it was 1A and 2A. And at the end of the day, Scottie Pippen, I'm pretty sure, was a Hall of Famer, but
people don't remember him for a Hall of Famer.
No, they just remember him as Michael Jordan's teammate. And for Kyrie Irving, I think it was more than just wanting to leave LeBron. I think it was to leave LeBron so he could be his own guy.
Yeah.
He thinks, like, from what I was watching, this guy is a playmaker. This guy is a game changer. He performs when the lights are the brightest. And he doesn't want to be under LeBron's shadow. He wants to go, and that's what another reason why I think he wanted to stay in the East, because he wanted to go against LeBron. He wants to beat LeBron, because
he had options to go to anywhere else.
He could have went anywhere. It was a trade. Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, they could have sent him anywhere.
L.A., Oklahoma City. Yeah, he very easily could have been in place of Melo.
Timberwolves,
down there.
Anywhere.
Down there in Oklahoma. They wouldn't even trade Melo if Kyrie would have been sent there.
They could have went anywhere. Yeah. And for the fact that he went to the Boston Celtics, the team that lost to the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, is saying something. Because he's trying to say, hey, I can get there by myself. And now look at the Boston Celtics roster without Gordon Hayward. It's a pretty young team. They lost a lot of players. They lost Jay Crowder. They lost Avery Bradley.
Isaiah Thomas in the trade.
They lost a bunch of players.
Uh-huh.
So if now this is like more of a challenge for Kyrie Irving. Like, if you're listening out there, Kyrie Irving, can you lead this team past LeBron? And from what I've seen so far, I think it's possible. The Cavs look slow, lethargic, everything.
The thing you got to remember, though, is it's still Cleveland, man. It's still LeBron.
But say what you want, but the reason why they lost last – they lost in five games.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have easily been four. Easily been four games.
It wasn't
even
close in the finals.
And they were slow. The Celtics, very young, not that organized as a team together. Not that much chemistry. But as I was watching them the other night, they are quick. They are moving. And it's only October, so that's like 6 months until the potential matchup between them and the Cavs. And I like Jaylen Brown. And right now, I think Kyrie made the best decision for himself. And that was plus Gordon Hayward was on the team. Like, he got hurt, so now it kind of sucks. But it's awesome. Good for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, totally. I think you're going to find out that how young the Celtics are. I think you're going to find out Brad Stevens is a legit coach. Jason Tatum's got a bright, bright future in this league. He's a stud. I
love Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is performing well.
The
top two pick from 2 years ago.
And then, let's say they don't make the finals this year. There's a very realistic chance that doesn't happen, but they're going to be a playoff team. Let's say they don't make the playoffs this year. They still have tons of picks and ammunition to even go out and find that they could use that ammunition for another player. They can go draft a rookie. There's a lot of options that are happening in Boston right now. And I think, obviously it's going to fall on the shoulders of Danny Ainge this offseason to see what he does. But people could say all they want about Ainge and how he screwed up this whole offseason and didn't get the guys that they wanted. I mean, bottom line, he got Gordon Hayward. That's all they were asking for. And I think he did fine. I think there's something to be said. Like, he's gonna look forward to this next season. I think they're doing just fine.
Real quick before we go on break, Carson, they're going to make the playoffs. They're in the Eastern Conference.
Completely.
Our men's basketball team probably could make it. Anyone can make it. Anyone can make it. My high school basketball team can make the Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So that's our take for the Celtics and Kyrie Irving. We obviously feel that he did what's best for him. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little hot seat for NFL football coaches. We'd love to hear your opinions. So if you want, call in 253-535-7332. Hope you're listening. plu.edu/laser. Obviously, we're on every Friday, 10:30 a.m., so tune in. We're going to head to the break here, but we'll be back to talk some football with you. It's been quite the season so far in the NFL, so we'll be ready to talk with you. Thanks for listening, folks. Just a stair-waking conversation. We were always so damn insecure. So how could we ever know for sure? In this regard, the way I know we feel, that would make this city way too real. If we bump into each other on a crowded street, it's not us no more, it's just you and me. We're just strangers in passing, casually.
It's just you and me. Oh yeah. With the ribs, yeah. Gems in my golden necklace. You didn't give me none of this.
All right, welcome back, folks. HSC Sports here this morning. We're here to talk a little football now. Hyena came up with this awesome game that we have. It's called Hot or Not, and we're gonna talk about NFL coaches today that we feel this offseason could be kind of on the hot seat. There's a lot of coaches out there that might be doing all right, and there's a lot of coaches that might not have a job come February and March. So we're going to talk about our opinions on that. So if you listen in, so Hyena's going to give me a team and a coach from that team, and I'm gonna explain why I feel that they're on the hot seat or they're not on the hot seat. We're gonna have about 10 teams that we're gonna talk about here. So if you have an opinion on this, we'd love to hear your opinion. So call in at 253-535-7332 and talk NFL here. So Hyena, why don't you kick it off here? What coach?
All righty, we'll start this off with the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals. Bruce Arians. Is he on the hot seat?
Is Bruce Arians on the hot seat? I think Bruce Arians is on the hot seat here, and I'll tell you why. Arizona has lost some bad games this year. They played really, really bad. They obviously just traded Steve Keim, their GM, just traded for Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has made an impact on their offense, but they have not played well. They obviously didn't make the playoffs for the past 2 years or past year. They've been a lot of hype, really. I mean, mm-hmm. they're getting older. They haven't really done anything about it except draft a couple defensive players, but they really haven't gotten any younger. I think both him and Steve Keim are on the hot seat. Totally.
Ooh, yeah. And the roster's only getting older.
Completely. And but knowing Arizona and knowing the where they've gone before with these guys, I think they might give them one more year, honestly. But I think they should be on the hot seat.
All righty. The next one, the New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. This was tough because I want to say he's hot. I really do. But he's not. He's not. And the reason why is they've started to kind of hit their stride. They are getting younger. They are. They've been drafting actually pretty good. It's so hard because that one I really want to say that he is. But I think this season he's really saved his job. They're 4-2 right now, and I think if they keep this up this year, he's just fine. Especially if they make the playoffs.
If they don't make the playoffs, in my honest opinion, I think he's out.
I
think he's very easily could be out.
Yeah, he could be. But I think they're in the right direction.
All righty. Next one. Adam McShane, this is one for you. The Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera. So, is he hot or not?
Ron Rivera. If they don't make the playoffs, he's totally on the hot seat. I'm going to tell you that.
So, wait. Right now, Carson, right. Is he on the hot seat?
Yes. And I'm going to say why, because the Panthers, before he came in, they've been very much a winning team. They've been in the playoffs, the Steve Smith years, and I can't remember who was on those teams, but I think Ron Rivera is done, especially if they make the playoffs. They struggled last year. They obviously made the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, but that was history at this point, and they've been struggling a lot. If they do it again and they don't make the playoffs, he could be gone.
You know what? They have so many playmakers. Completely. They have electric players that aren't playing well.
Completely.
And that's to the coach. I think they're getting complacent. And real quick, Carson, I think even if they win the Super Bowl, guys, he's still going to get fired. Guys, I'm sorry, Ron Rivera, you're a great defense coordinator, but your time has ran out.
This also could be a Cam Newton issue.
That's another topic.
It could be, but I think they need to find some offensive. They really need to solve the problems offensively. Yeah. I think so. That's my thing on the Panthers.
All righty, we're gonna go up AFC North, the Cincinnati Bengals and Marvin Lewis. Is he hot or not?
This guy is like on fire. How bad it is? I'm not kidding. He probably should have been fired by now. he's never won a playoff game. Never won a playoff game. He hasn't even made it past the first round of the playoffs. This guy hasn't even gotten a bye or anything. He's played all these wild card games and never won.
Yeah.
Especially with the Bengals. They don't draft well. 8-8 for 2 years. This is the wrong move if they keep him after this season, I think. And so him and the GM are gone. It's already guaranteed to me.
All righty. How about John Pagano and on the Colts? Or Chuck Pagano in the Colts? Is he hot or not?
This is a long one because we could debate this one for a sec because Chuck, he's such a great guy, but he's just not getting it done, man. They've gone 8-8 in two straight seasons with a number one pick at quarterback, and Andrew Luck's a stud.
Great pick.
I think the GM's also gone. There's a lot messed up in Indy right now. I could have told you a while ago this just wasn't going to work out, especially the topic we talked about a couple weeks ago, or I can't remember what it was, like a month ago. When you bring in a young quarterback and you have a defensive-minded coach, it's just not going to be a good situation. And so that's Chuck. Chuck's going to be a great D coordinator somewhere, but he's just not going to fit the head coach in Indy, my opinion.
So even if you're not any circumstances, like look what's going on. Andrew Luck's not playing this well. Pagano can't control that, though.
He can't, but they just aren't playing well.
They're not drafting well.
They aren't drafting well, too. That's the thing. Malik Hooker was...
I think a great pick.
Yeah, he surprised me. But overall, I'm not sold on what Indy's doing.
You don't like him, huh?
No, he's gone. Yeah.
All right, let's stay in the AFC South. Mike Mularkey, Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Is he hot or not?
He's not. And I'll say it because he's in his second year. If he doesn't make the playoffs, there's going to be question marks behind him. They're totally going to keep him.
Okay. So there's no question marks.
There's going to be question marks coming to the next year. His next season is going to be kind of his prove-it season.
Okay.
He's only a second year right now, but he's totally turned this culture around. You can tell. Tennessee's playing a lot better than they used to play.
Yeah.
And Mariota's looking good. They at least have some passion behind their play, I think. Yeah. And so I think I like what Mularkey's doing. He's going to stay. They need to make the playoffs. But they're playing real well right now.
You know what? Mike Mularkey's an old school type of dude. They run a lot of fullbacks. They run a lot of two tight end sets. Very old school. And I'm seeing Marcus Mariota. The question, is he good or is he bad? No one really knows. And I think this is a direct correlation to the staff. Guys, if they're listening out there, the Tennessee Titan owner, you fire him right now. You fire him right now because he is not progressing Marcus Mariota the way he needs to be. Mariota has some weapons. They have Eric Decker, Delanie Walker, Rashard Matthews. They drafted Corey Davis. He has weapons. He has a great O-line, and he has just been subpar this year. Mike Mularkey, you are on the hot seat.
Okay. All right. I'm still thinking that's not true, but...
All right. Well, agree to disagree, Carson. All right. This might be an obvious one, or it might not be. Hugh Jackson, Cleveland Browns. Is he hot or not?
Oh, I just so want to say that he's hot, but I can't because I think...
What? Carson, I'm serious. Hugh Jackson's not hot?
He's not this year.
Whoa. He's 1-22, Carson.
I know, but I honestly think Cleveland's going in a different direction. They've fired it's been so many years.
They're even worse, Carson.
This is the thing. So Cleveland just about every season has fired their coach and gotten a new coach, and you can't win games when you do that. You can't. You need to establish something. So they're going to give him one more year. They're going to give him one more draft and they're going to see what he can do. And one more offseason, I think Hugh Jackson's staying. I'm serious. It's hard for me to say that.
Did you know that Hugh Jackson was the one who passed on Carson Wentz? Sashi Brown wanted Wentz, and he's like, he's not the guy.
I I get it. But Carson, they're going to give him one more year. I really do think that.
Carson, if we're talking about how first-round players come in and you know by one day one if he has it, and it's the special factor if he's capable of doing his job and exceeding. Hugh Jackson's 1-22, Carson.
He doesn't have it.
Make all your excuses, Carson. But I look at facts and stats. That is it.
I'm serious, though. I think Cleveland's decided that they're going to keep him for at least one more year. He's just beginning, man. He's just beginning. It's one of those where you gotta let him establish what he's doing there.
It's been 2.5 years.
That's still not enough time to turn everything over. They were so bad. Like, you can't just turn Cleveland.
They haven't even got even better, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Look at the Rams.
They got to find a quarterback. They do. And just let them do that.
They try to get Deshaun Kizer, and they pass on that. Wentz. Watson. Ah, Carson, come on now. All right. Next one. John Fox, Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I think he's hot. I just think they need to move offensively. He's been there for, what is it, two and a half years.
Yeah,
they need to move offensively. They haven't done anything in 2.5 years. But especially with Trubisky now, I think that they need to be more of an offensive-minded team. Chicago's always been very defensively focused, but mm-hmm. they need to move in a different direction. I think Fox is a great D coordinator. He's a great guy, but he's not going to fit being the head coach in Chicago.
I think Trubisky has like 5 completions last week. They need it. Yeah, they need to go on without him. Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Ben McAdoo,
the New York Giants, hot or not?
I just don't think he's a head coach, but I can't say he's going to get fired this year. I can't. They're going to give him one more shot. He did make the playoffs last year, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he lost his best player in like week 3 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a real tough situation. I'm going to say no for McAdoo. But it's hard for me to say that. It's really hard. And so I think Ben stays in New York for sure.
All righty. So I'll go with this one. The Steelers. So I'll give my opinion real quick. I think Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat. Mike Tomlin's been there for 10 years. He's won one Super Bowl. And Carson, what's your opinion on Mike Tomlin?
So for Tomlin, I want to say he's hot, but he's not, man. He's for 10 years. I know a lot of people think that Tomlin hasn't been doing the job they want in Pittsburgh, but you have to remember.
You do have to remember that he's won a Super Bowl. This guy has a bunch of talent on his team, and I don't know what's going on with Martavis Bryant. And to finish things off, Carson, Pete Carroll, Seattle Seahawks. Is he hot or not?
Well, hold on. Let me finish what I'm going to talk about here, Mike. We got time here. Tomlin, you have to remember, he's gotten to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years. That's really good. He's won a Super Bowl. And if they don't get back to the championship, there's going to be a lot of question marks, but they're going to keep him. They're going to keep Tomlin for sure.
Yeah. I don't agree with Carson on this one. I think I have to say Mike Tomlin is on hot seat because there's a bunch of controversy that's going on. Big Ben obviously doesn't like him. And yeah, we got a caller in.
So everyone, we got a caller here. This is DJ Winter, tight end on the football team. DJ, how's it going, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
All right, hang on. Let me get you on here. You hear us?
All right.
We good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
DJ, what's your opinion on some of this that we've been talking about?
I'm going to say I have to disagree with John Fox being on the hot seat. I think he's in a tough situation right now with how young Trubisky is. And right now, the Bears sit at 3-4, and they've beaten good teams like the Steelers, who are trending upward right now.
Yeah,
they beat the Ravens, Panthers. I know those aren't as good of wins as the Steelers. But, I mean, Trubisky is the answer there. And right now they're going to kind of have to lean on their defense and their running game. They got Tariq Cohen, Jordan Howard, two solid guys. They got a great offensive line. And so I just think you need to give John Fox some more time there in Chicago. And I think it'll turn out to be a great situation there.
Okay. Yeah, they're playing really great defense. Last two defensive touchdowns last week from Eddie Jackson. So,
yep.
DJ, I think you might have just swayed my opinion the other way. I don't know if it's your opinion or your looks. I don't know. Maybe both.
I can agree with that a little bit, but they at least have some more energy there. I think.
Yeah.
In Chicago, so I'm not sure if that's a Fox thing or if that's a Trubisky thing, but I like what they're doing.
Yep.
Hey, well, thanks for calling, DJ.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.
Beast mode.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty, DJ. I respect that.
Yeah, and that's interesting. Obviously, I think with the whole Fox thing, I think there's a lot to be said for that. I don't know if it's going to be him changing that culture, if it's Trubisky or what, but there's definitely something to be said for that. Okay, you're on. You said Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
Before that, yeah. Pete Carroll, no, not even close. Pete Carroll's 5 straight 10-win seasons. He's taken to the playoffs 6 out of 7 years that he's been there. They're playing really, really good football right now. If anything, it's going to be Darrell Bevell, their offensive coordinator, that's on the hot seat. I don't think it's going to be Carroll.
Yeah.
And Schneider, we'll see too, but I think people really like him in Seattle right now. I know there's a lot of controversy with that, but I think people are really enjoying that. He's fine. He's going to be in Seattle for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're gonna head to the break here. Obviously, those are just what we've those are all our hot or nots for the week. We might do this again later this season as we'll update you guys on our thoughts for the NFL coaches this offseason. But we're going to come back. We're going to have a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about the Kiko Alonso hit last night against
Joe Flacco.
Sorry. And we're going to talk about what our take is on that and how we feel that might not necessarily have been a legal hit, or it might have. And Heine and I are going to give our opinions on that. But again, if you want to call in, give us a call at 253-535-7332. We're going to head to the break. Thanks for listening. Sudden, I'm singing, I love you. God twist. Everything's happening so quick. I only wanted a taste of your lips. Lips became your body. Nice turning and naughty. You hit me with a God twist. I might drive fast, oh yeah. But don't slow dance. I fuck all night. I don't really fuck with romance. I might be hands on, but I never hold hands. Since you came into my world, I had to leave that in the past tense. All my life I've been a player, 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 but I don't wanna play no more. I guess that's the effect you got on me. Somebody better say pray, pray, pray for the one I was before. I guess that's the effect you got on me. Slide twist, I never thought I would end up like this. I always thought it would only be one kiss. One became 100. All of a sudden, I'm singing I love you. God twist. Everything's happening so quick. I only wanted a taste of your lips. Lips became your body. Nice turning and naughty. You hit me with a God twist. Don't know what it was. Baby, turn me up. Baby, turn me up. It was only one night. I was in and out. How the fuck I fall in love? How I fall in love? Yeah, she got inside. She built a brand new house in my mind. And damn, she already close with my mom's. I couldn't even kick her out if I tried. Oh, I had it figured out. How'd she shoot me down? Now she's moving in. Shit. Plot twist. I never thought it would end up like this. I always thought it would only be one kiss. One became 100. All right, welcome back, folks, here. HSC Sports here, 10:30 a.m. Friday mornings. Hi, Nalu, Carson Barnett. We're here to talk some sports with you every Friday. You can listen to us at plu.edu/laser. Call in, folks, at 253-535-7332. We're here to talk right now. We have our last topic before we bring in special guest, senior captain of the football team, Austin Striplin. He's in the building right now. And Ethan McKeldry's here. Welcome back, Ethan. He was 6-0 last week in his picks, by the way. The guy knows what he's talking about, so definitely listen to him. But we're excited to have Austin on the show. But first, we're going to talk a little bit. Last night, there was a huge dilemma in the Kiko Alonso, Joe Flacco hit last night. Baltimore ended up hammering. Miami was like 40-0, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Scoreboard doesn't matter, Carson.
So, yeah, but it does in the NFL. And so you want to keep jobs. Yeah, no, but what's your take on that? I know you're really big on this one. There, we had a whole CTE talk a couple weeks ago that ended up turning out really, really well. By the way, if you want to hear our takes on that, look in on our Twitter account. You can follow us at HC Sports PLU. So we're always tweeting and letting people know our opinions. But Hina, what's your take last night? Flacco goes to slide. This is fairly early in the game.
Yeah, it was second quarter of the game. It was still very reachable for the Dolphins.
Yeah, completely. And Flacco was sliding in. Alonso just took a shot on him, and it started this big brawl.
What happened to Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago, Carson?
Other than it wasn't a helmet to helmet, it was more just a late hit on the quarterback.
And he's out for the season.
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Broken collarbone and his throwing shoulder. And he was a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And this is a quarterback-driven league. And Kiko Alonso, who's Kiko Alonso, really, at the end of the day? Yeah. He's just a middle linebacker who's an average middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets
hurt. He's good, but he's...
You know what? If he gets hurt, though, no one's really going to bat an eye other than Dolphins fans. You're still going to watch the Dolphin game. And he's just a guy.
And Baltimore's been playing well, too. You got to remember this.
But Baltimore... That's Joe Flacco. That's their quarterback. He won a Super Bowl. A lot of people might make fun of his comment saying that he was elite, but he's a quarterback in this QB-driven league. QBs go down, ratings go down. Like, I bet the Packers aren't going to be on that many primetime games anymore. Joe Flacco, he's not as great as Aaron Rodgers is, but he's still starting quarterback.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. And you know what? For the fact that even Kiko Alonso thought about hitting him and actually did it, just shows you that these people still don't get the importance of quarterbacks in this league.
And the importance of, like, the league hasn't done a good enough job on the whole concussion thing.
It's QBs. You protect these quarterbacks at anything, because that hit should have been suspended.
He
should
probably
be suspended 5 games, because that is a QB-driven league, and you are getting rid of elite talent and a starting quarterback. And it's the principal. The guy, he was obviously sliding. And I get it, the quarterback was a running target. He went outside the pocket. He went into – it's like people saying, don't be surprised when you get bit by a shark, because you're going in their land or their territory.
That's good. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're a quarterback. We need to protect these players. And that hit, I get it. It's a bang-bang play.
Don't tell me that it's too fast.
Carson, is too fast.
If you see that guy even slow down at all, he's probably going to slide.
You know,
especially if he's a non-running quarterback like Joe Flacco is.
You know, as Kiko Alonso, I would probably have hit him too, just because.
Jump over him or something, man. Like,
but it's because there's no you won't get suspended. It might be a personal foul, something like that. But if we start taking game checks away, then they will start easing up on the quarterback. That's the easiest way to do, is take away their game
and
checks.
And suspension.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Suspend the players, take their game checks.
Yeah. But that's the problem. The league has not done a good enough job cracking down on this rule. I mean, they can say all they want. They can say that they're injury preventing and all this stuff, but they're not saving anybody at the end of the day. And the amount of quarterbacks that have gotten hurt because of this, the sliding and people flying into them, is not, it's just not okay. That was a total, I could have told you he was sliding before as soon as he started running. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Joe Flacco, guys. He's not going to run for more than 10 yards. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, not going to run that much.
You just don't touch a quarterback.
You just don't touch him.
Unless
it's Cam Newton. I mean, that's when you know the guy's a legit runner. But That was total just.
You suspend, take him out of the game.
Completely. Did you see Harbaugh? Holy smokes! Like, just exploded on him. I mean, I would have done too. But at the end of the day, what do you realistically think is going to happen to Kiko?
Nothing. I don't think he'll get suspended.
I think he's for sure gonna be fine. He's gonna get fined.
He'll get fined, but that
at the end of the day, what's a $15,000 fine
to
these guys?
Two dying dollars to me.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the league's problem here. We got a couple more minutes, but that's the league's problem.
Oh yeah.
That's all on the NFL. And they have no rules to this. They need to go into a targeting kind of situation. They haven't. I've said this so many times that people can say all they want about CTE and concussions and player safety, but if they don't change the rules, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, players are going to keep playing the way they are, and so that is completely on the league. I've seen it so many times. I don't know about you, but I've seen it way too many times, but that just, it happens too much. You know? It's just not, it's not a player safety game right now.
Yeah, the whole saying, what's that saying about what we say we are, then what we do.
What we say, followed by what we do,
is what we believe. And you know what? The NFL is not doing what they're saying, so.
They aren't at all. And so, for Kiko to do that too, he just literally lunged at him too. Remember, I mean, it wasn't even, they could say he put his helmet, he didn't even put his helmet into him. They could say all he want, but it was a total dirty hit. Baltimore has every right to be mad in that situation. I mean, that could have ended that guy's career. But I don't know. I wouldn't, if I'm Kiko Alonso, I might take the same shot too, because at the end of the day, the league's not going to do anything. And so it'd be interesting to talk to Kiko. It really would, because it is more of a bang bang play than
we should have him call in one day.
Yeah, we should have Kiko call in. But yeah, that's gonna wrap up our third segment here. We got
Austin Stripling.
We're gonna head to the Woo! Break, and we'll
Let's
bring.
Go! I'm excited about this.
Bring Austin Stripling on for our picks, guys. So, thanks for listening. We'll be back shortly, folks. But again, Austin Stripling will be on, and we're gonna make our picks. So, obviously, it's been a good week having Ethan last week, 6-0. We'll see if Strip can keep that going. But yeah, guys, thanks for listening. We're gonna head to the break. We'll be back soon.
Let's go swimming, dirty water, days are shorter, nights are longer. I wanna be the only lover that makes it worth it, pulls you under from the surface.
Right, guys, we're back here, HSC Sports. We're excited to welcome Austin Stripling, PLU football captain here, offensive lineman, to the booth. Austin, can you tell everyone how things are going with you?
Introduce yourself a little bit. The radio and the audience.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, thank you guys for having me on the show, man. This is an awesome experience. So I'm Austin Stripling. I mean, these guys pretty much summed it up on who I am. Thank you guys for having me on the show, man.
Oh, thanks for coming.
So we're now into the fun segment of the day here. We're going to talk our picks. picks for the week. Obviously, there's one college game and five NFL games we do every week, but we're going to update you on the standings right now. I went 6-0 last week. I've been struggling, but I went 6-0, so I'm going to brag about that for a while. Hold that against Hina, but I went 6-0, so I'm 18-19. Hina's still one ahead of me here, 19-18, and the Peely football team is destroying us. They're 22-15 because thanks to Ethan McKeldry last week, they went 6-0. Also, I mean, guy killed it. So we'll see if Strip can keep that trend for them. We'll see how that goes. But we're gonna start with our first college game tomorrow. Big game. It's basically a playoff game, play-in game for the playoff for both teams. But number two, Penn State at Ohio State. I don't know. You want to start this one off?
Saquon Barkley. That's all I have to say. Penn State. I'll go Penn State with this because especially the two quarterbacks. I like Penn State's quarterback better. Okay. So I'll go Penn State with this one.
Okay. All right. Strip, I want to hear your.
Yeah. So if you take a look at their mascots, I mean, Brutus Buckeye versus the Lion. I mean, come on now. The Lion's going to win 10 out of 10 times against a Buckeye named Brutus. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Penn State.
I like that.
That's good. So I'm going to go against the torture, man. I think I seriously think this Ohio State team has turned things around. They're at home. Things are going to be rocking in Ohio. I'm going with Ohio State. I think they literally have an NFL team. Like half of that team is going to be drafted in the top three rounds. I'm going with the Buckeyes at home. I hate to say it for the Husky. I'm a Husky fan. It's going to be a tough one if Ohio State wins, but I think they will. So I'm going Ohio State. So we're going to head into our NFL picks here. Started off Dallas at Washington. Strip, what do you think?
Well, man, Washington's injuries are going to play a big role in their matchup with Dallas. So with Elliott and the Dallas offensive line looking more like their 2016 versions, I expect the Cowboys to win.
Nice. Okay. So he's going to take the Cowboys here. Hina, what do you think?
I also have to go with the Cowboys just because I need them to win. I have Dak Prescott on my team. So, and I don't like Kirk Cousins that much. So I'm going to have to go with Dallas Cowboys on this one.
I'm going to agree with that. I think the Cowboys on the road, they can win on the road. There's a lot of teams that can't, but the Cowboys have shown that they can do that. Not a huge Washington fan here, so I'm going to take the Cowboys also. That's the sweep for us. Pittsburgh at Detroit. What do you think, Hina?
Ooh, I think I'm going to have to go with Detroit on this one just because a bunch of issues with Martavis Bryant playing. Juju Smith can't find his bike. Actually, he just finally found his bike. So there's a bunch of things going on there. So, and it's at home. I don't like the Steelers that much. They have a very great defense on the Lions. They're going to get a lot of turnovers from Big Ben. So I'm going to have to go with Detroit on this one.
I'll take this one. I think Pittsburgh's going to win on the road. I think it's going to be a really close game. I think Pittsburgh wins by at max one touchdown. So I'm going with the Steelers on the road. What do you think, Strip?
I agree with that, Carson. I'm going with Pittsburgh as well. And been a Juju Smith fan for a little bit now. So I think he's going to get the last touchdown to seal the deal.
All right. So Hina's going to love this one. The L.A. Chargers. It's hard to say L.A., but it's true. So the Chargers in New England. Chargers are starting to turn things around. We'll see if they can keep this up. But, I mean, they're in a tough division. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So I'm going to start this one. But as much as I want the Chargers to win, Patriots are too good on the road in New England. Sorry. The Patriots are going to win this one. What do you think, Hina?
Melvin Ingram. Joey Bosa. You are going to get to Tom Brady all day, and I have to go with the Chargers on this one. Be surprised if we don't beat them by less than or more than three touchdowns.
Whoa.
Chargers on this one.
Okay. Wow. All right. That's hard to hear, but all right. Strip.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Patriots on this one. I mean, you got the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're not losing. You are not losing with Tom Brady.
Thank you. Someone knows what they're talking about, but it's all right. I don't, we'll work on that. So Houston Texans. Been lighting it up on the scoreboard. They come to Seattle. They play one of the top defenses in the NFL. Strip, what do you think?
I'm a huge Seahawks fan, so I'm always go Seahawks.
There you go.
They've been a little susceptible to the run this year. other than years past, but Deshaun Watson and Texans are definitely going to bring it, so it'll definitely be a good game.
Okay. I know. What do you think?
Well, I think the Texans are too much for the Seahawks to handle, especially because I don't believe in the offense for the Seattle. I think the Texans are going to put up points and the Seahawks aren't. And I just don't think they're going to find a way to win this week, and I have to go with the Houston Texans on this one.
See, I'm going to go against that. I think Seattle's been starting to play really well. I think it's going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. This is going to be probably one of the top games of the week to watch. But Seattle wins at home. They're at home. Defense is lights out. Young quarterback. It's going to be a tough environment for Watson. So I'm going Seattle. Our last pick, Monday night, Denver at Kansas City. That's gonna be a really, really good game. I'm excited to watch that one on Monday night. We'll let Heine start this one out.
I think the Denver offense is finally showing what it's really made of, and it's nothing. And I think the Chiefs do not want to lose three games in a row, so I have to go with the Chiefs on this one at Arrowhead.
Okay. Strip?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs on this one.
Agreed. I'm going to make that sweep. Chiefs are too good. Plus, on primetime at home, they just don't lose, so I'm going Kansas City. But yeah, that's our picks for the week, folks. We want to thank you for listening. Austin Striplin, we want to thank you for coming in today. Give your picks. Realistically, probably did a lot better than we did. We've been struggling this season. So, so yeah, thank you guys for listening. We're going to go into our Tabby U quote of the day, what I like to call. So a day without laughter is a day wasted. Charlie Chaplin. So laugh a little today, folks. But I'm going to give a little shout out to Tabby U for giving us advice for doing the quote of the day. But yeah, folks, thanks for tuning in. It's been quite the time talking to you, Texas Sports. Again, you can listen to us every Friday at 10:30 a.m. plu.edu/laser. And we'll be here, HSC Sports. You can follow us on Twitter again at HC Sports PLU. So tune in and follow us and listen to our opinions throughout the week. We're always tweeting, and we'd love to give you guys sports advice. But yeah, we're gonna head to the break, or we're gonna end the show. And we also want to welcome everyone, or tell everyone, that PLU football plays Linfield tomorrow at Sparks Stadium in Puyallup. So it's the Lutes against number 6 Linfield at 1 o'clock kickoff at Sparks. So drive yourself over there, come watch the Lutes, or live stream it at golutes.com. And so thanks, folks, for listening today. We'll be back next week for a full show with you. And yeah, so listen to us live, plu.edu/laser. Thanks for listening. Go Lutes.